It's also a siyum of Masechet Sanhedrin, a summary of the sicha. In our parsha, it talks about the avera of stealing. Lo yisignoibu, do not steal. So our sages tell us that when you steal, it's as if you worship the avodah zarah. So the question is, what's the connection between stealing and avodah zarah? Why are the two compared to each other? And it's not the chachamim are not just, you know, comparing it for the sense of telling you how serious it is. What they're saying is that there really is a connection between the two. There's something about stealing that is similar to avodah zarah itself. So if we look at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, we see there that the Gemara brings out something very serious about stealing. It talks in the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah about an Ira Nidachas, a city that the whole city worshipped Avodah Zarah, that you have to kill all the people of the city and you have to burn all of the possessions of the city. And the Pasuk says, Le'yidbak b'yotcha ma'umim anachedem, that you shouldn't leave anything. Nobody should take anything from those possessions, and that it shouldn't be burnt. So the Mishnah says that as long as there are Rishoyim in the world, there is anger, Charein Af, in the world. When the Rishoyim are destroyed, then the anger dissipates from the world. And the Gemara asks the question, what Rishoyim are we talking about? What Rishoyim are they that bring anger and so on? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yosef answers, it's talking about thieves. So the question is, what is the Gemara asking? What is the meaning of Rishoyim? Everybody knows, it's well known in the Torah what a Rasha is, in Masechta Sanhedrin, it deals at length with what a Rasha is. Why does the Gemara ask that question? And the answer, what is the answer? Only somebody who steals is a Rasha. So the explanation of the question is, The Gemara is asking, since we're talking about an Ira Nidachas, that's the theme of that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rishoyim, which Rishoyim are we talking about that are there from the Ira Nidachas? Since the people of the Ira Nidachas are all killed, so what? Which Rishoyim remain that they should leave the anger of Hashem as a result of them? They're all dead. In other words, they're no longer in the world. So why is there anger left in the world? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef answers, it's talking about somebody that stole from the cheirim, from the stuff that should have been burned. So therefore, leaves the remaining avodah zarah. The avodah zarah hasn't been burnt, hasn't been destroyed. So it remains, avodah zarah remains in the world. As long as the avodah zarah remains in the world, the anger remains. But that really doesn't answer the question, because that has nothing to do with stealing. That has more to do with the fact that there is remaining stuff from the cheirim, from the stuff from the Ira Nidachas that should have been burnt. What is the difference how it was left around, whether it was stolen or some other way? Why does Rabbi Yosef call it the one who stole rather than the one who took from the cheirim? So to understand this, we have to look at what the end of the Masechta, there is the Mishnah that we talked about, which is that as long as there is Shoyimar in the world, Charoin Af Bola Olam, and then there's a Braisa that says, Tana Rabbanan, Rasha Bola Olam, when a Rasha comes to the world, Charoin Bola Olam, anger comes to the world, not Charoin Af, that's going to be the point. As the Pasuk says, when a Rasha comes, there's also insult and shame and so on. When a Rasha is lost from the world, good comes to the world. As it says, Uba'avayd Rishoyim Rino, when the Rishoyim are destroyed, there is rejoicing. And then it concludes with, when a Tzaddik comes to the world, good comes to the world. As it says, this one, meaning Noach, when he was born, he will bring us comfort, so that when a Tzaddik came, good came. So when we compare the Mishnah and the Braisa, the following question comes up. A Mishnah usually speaks in short, and a Braisa elaborates. In this case, we find the opposite, that the Mishnah says Charoin Af, a longer expression, and the Mishnah simply says Charoin, shortens the expression. The Braisa shortens the expression. Why is it that the Braisa shortens the expression of what the Mishnah says? And the answer generally is that the Mishnah is talking about a specific thing. It's talking about the Ira Nidachas. In other words, it specifically deals with Avodah Zarah. The Braisa is talking about sins in general. It's not relating to Avodah Zarah specifically. It's talking about sins. And therefore, the word Af is an expression that the Rambam says is related to Avodah Zarah specifically. Therefore, the Mishnah says Charein Af. The Braisa is talking about general sins, and therefore doesn't mention Charein Af, simply says Charein. So then that leaves the question, in the Mishnah we can understand why, as long as the Rasha exists, because we're talking Avodah Zarah, so as long as the Avodah Zarah is in the world, there is anger in the world. And the fact that Sifri says an expression like that, that calls man Avodah Zarah ba'ilam Charein Af ba'ilam. But if we're talking about ordinary sins, so then why is it that after a person committed a sin, and he finished committing the sin, it's over, why is there still anger in the world as long as that person still exists as a Russian? Once the sin is over, it should be over. By Avodah Zarah, we understand that the Avodah Zarah still exists, so it's a problem. But if the sin is over, it's over. So to explain that, we look at the Mishnah, we see that the Mishnah doesn't say as long as Avodah Zarah is in the world, anger remains in the world. It says, Kol Zman Sharishoyim, the evil person that committed the Avodah Zarah. But even there, the question should be, once he has finished doing the Avera, so then what remains? He's the Rasha that did the Avera. The Avodah Zarah could be gone. Even if somebody stole from the Cherem, but let's say he already used it up. So therefore, the object of Avodah Zarah is gone, but the Rasha that committed that sin is still here. The anger still exists. Why is that? And that's what the Gemara is actually asking. Man Rishoyim, what is it about this Rasha that he causes the anger to continue? He's already finished committing the sin. The sin is over. The Avodah Zarah is gone. And the answer that the Gemara Rabbi Yosef gives is Ganve, because the way that he committed his sin of Avodah Zarah was that he stole. And when you steal, that is something that causes the sin to continue. How so? Because stealing has something very, very toxic to it. What is so toxic about stealing? When a person steals, it's an ongoing sin that continues as long as he doesn't return the object that he stole. When a person commits any other sin, once you finish doing the sin is over. But by stealing, as long as you haven't returned that object, you are continuously committing the sin of stealing. It's an ongoing act of stealing. What's called in Gemara talk, pe'ula nimsheches, an ongoing, continuous commission of sin. So therefore, when the person stole that object of Avodah Zarah, even if he used it up already, the Avodah Zarah is gone. But since his commission of that stealing continues, as long as he hasn't returned it or done tshuva for his stealing, so it's an ongoing sin of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't stop until he returns it, until he does something to remedy it. And therefore, Charein Af, the anger still continues. That's why, as long as the Rasha is there, he is still committing a sin of Avodah Zarah, because he hasn't remedied the problem that he stole it. And that's Rabbi Yosef's answer. So this comes along the Braisa and says, based on this Mishnah, that which explains the ongoing impact of Avodah Zarah, because it came as a result of stealing. So the Mishnah says the truth is that you could say the same thing about every Rasha, any sin. There, in some way, you can say the same explanation, that it's an ongoing problem. Why is that? Because whenever a Yid commits a sin, immediately he has the responsibility to do tshuva. That mitzvah is set up immediately. As long as the Yid does not do tshuva for the sin that he committed, he keeps violating this positive mitzvah of his need to do tshuva. So there is an ongoing violation of the mitzvah of tshuva anytime you do any aveira. Therefore, in every aveira, there is also in some way the ongoing commission of sin, in the sense of violating the positive mitzvah of tshuva, and therefore the same can be said for every Rasha, that it's charoin bala oilam, that it brings anger, but not charoin af. Af is only associated with Avodah Zarah, therefore the Brice only says Charoin. Of course, this is slightly different than the sin of stealing and of Avodah Zarah, because there, the actual sin that you committed is an ongoing sin. Here, it's a different mitzvah that you're violating because you haven't done tshuva, and it's not that Avodah that you committed which is ongoing. So that's slightly different. There's another element to this as well. Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai said to his students that why is it that the Torah was so... why did the Torah have so much against stealing? And the answer was, because stealing, you insult Hashem by saying, I'm afraid of what people will say, because a thief means somebody who does it surreptitiously. He doesn't do it brazenly. So in other words, he's afraid of people, but he's not afraid of Hashem. So that is somehow saying that Hashem doesn't really exist in this world. He's not here. He doesn't see what I'm doing. And that is in itself a form of Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Braisa says that every sin, any sin brings charoin, brings anger. Not just it brings bad things. It brings anger because it's a direct insult to Hashem that a person, just like by stealing, when you don't do tshuva, what you're saying is, Hashem is not watching. It's not important that I do this right, that I do the tshuva. And therefore, it's also an insult to similar to the idea of Avodah Zarah, that you're not... concerned by the fact that Hashem sees what's going on. Since it's customary to connect the end of the Masechta to the beginning of the Masechta, what is the beginning of the Masechta? It talks about the Sanhedrin, the different levels of judges, up to the very top, which is the 71 great Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of the Jewish people, which sits in the Beis HaMikdash, which is what's at the beginning of the Masechta. And we find that the role of the Sanhedrin is not only to judge people and to correct what has been done wrong, but that there is they were told in the Tana de Elio, it says that the Sanhedrin, they had to roll up their pants and go out into the far distant communities and to teach and to make sure that the Jewish people, to prevent sin, that they shouldn't come to the point where they do sin. But why is this the role of a Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin were the elite, the most knowledgeable amongst the Jewish people, and you would think that they should remain in the Lishkas Hagozes, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they dispense justice and so on. And from there, only when they're there do they have the status of the great Sanhedrin. If they leave, they're no longer considered the great Sanhedrin. The acts that they do there are not the acts of Sanhedrin, but of individual Rabbanim. So why should they have to do this? Why should it be their role to do this? The answer is found at the end of the Masechta, which says that as long as there is a Rasha in the world, which applies to any sin at all, as we said, it brings charoin, it brings anger, it brings very, very negative effects to the world, and it not only to that person, but to the entire world, to everyone in the world. So it continues as long as the tshuva hasn't been done. This is an ongoing effect, and it affects not only to the end of time, as long as he hasn't done tshuva, but also to the end of the world, to every area in the world. And therefore, it's their role. It affects them too. That is what their role is, that they should make sure to go out there and take care of these things that they shouldn't happen to begin with. The same is true in every yid's personal life. That a person could think, I did an aveira, okay, I'll do tshuva, I will do tshuva, but why today? Or if he plans to do something good, he could say, all right, I'll do it another day. Right now I'm busy with something else. The answer is that as long as you don't do tshuva, as long as you don't do your mitzvah, you are allowed, by the aveira, it's as long as you don't do tshuva, you're allowing the anger of Hashem to be constant in the world and to every part of the world. So you must stop that. You have to make every effort to get rid of that anger immediately and not to delay it. The same with good. If you have the opportunity to bring the good of Hashem, why should you delay it? Why should you not make sure that every part of the world should have the benefit of your mitzvah?